Every day when I put together the dummy of the day, I just hope that one of my cousins in Michigan, kind of the trashy part of my family, like the kind that wanted to, well, actually they did. They came to my wedding in a kilt, even though we're not Irish or Scottish.
Are you serious or kidding?
Swear to sweet baby Jesus as my savior.
Who did?
One of my cousins.
Why would they do that if they're not Irish?
I guess they like kilts. They're also the people that like to dress up as like, what are those, furries?
Okay.
Was it an actual kill? Did you make sure? Or was it a skirt?
Yeah, okay, maybe I didn't know. I wasn't that focused on my wedding, but I know he asked, and I said maybe not, and he did it anyways. And also, a great wedding gift.
Maybe not.
You know me, I'm very passive.
So he ran it by you then?
Well, he tried to, but I kind of said maybe that's not the best idea.
I still want to know, how do you know that he's a furry?
Because he posts photos. He changed his Facebook name until they made him change it back again to some furry character. And I don't, listen, to each their own, but that's not my thing. But I didn't even know until like I found out.
You're his parents weird? Like, can you see why he turned out the way he did?
No, I mean, like, they're just like, my family, that's like the white trash side of the family, like the Downriver Michigan family, and his parents are like Kid Rock people. So
you're surprised he turned out the way he did.
I don't associate Kid Rock people or like maybe white trash, which I am, so don't get all butthurt if you're white trash this morning. I don't consider them to be furries usually.
Right, that's what I'm saying, so you're surprised.
Yes, it was actual. I thought you were being sarcastic. Yeah, it was actually a surprise to me.
This person sounds like a good time. There's a fine line between trashy and fun.
But that being said, though, these, like, my family, they don't hold back. So you want to say something? They're going to go up to you and punch you right in your mouth.
Invite him to Indy, please. I want to meet this guy.
Absolutely not.
Tell him to bring his
skirt. Absolutely not. So that being said, it could have been a kilt. That being said, I check every day to see if my family made it in the dummy of the day. And thankfully, they're not in there, but some other people are. Let's get into it.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida teacher was arrested after attacking another woman during a Little League softball game, or baseball game. I'm sorry about that, but why would you do that?
It's not a good example to set for the kiddos.
Like, why would you do that? I guess her excuse was this. The teacher criticized a mom of one of the kids on the team for wearing short shorts, and I guess like that was inappropriate for the young boys out there.
I can see that.
But I'm trying to think back to Little League. I think I was like 8 or 10, so I think of my little bro Michael, and they don't even care about like legs or boobs.
The kids don't care, but the dads that are sitting in the
play
benches,
ball.
They care.
There we go.
They're interested.
That might have been it, Alex, because, yeah, the teacher criticized the mom for wearing the short shorts, and then she began to repeatedly punch her in the face before then tackling her to the ground. What are we playing football? This is baseball. The victim suffered cuts to her right wrist, shoulder, elbow, chest, as well as bruises on her forearms.
Yeah, she's pressing charges.
Yeah, that teacher was charged with multiple assault and has been suspended from school. So
that's good.
There you go on that one. How about this guy? 55-year-old dude named Christopher from Alabama was arrested on Sunday for setting a bulletin board on fire in the lobby of his apartment building. But he told the cops he was trying to set the place not on fire, but simply the cockroaches that were near the bulletin board.
Ew.
He wanted to send them to hell. To a fiery death.
I don't blame him.
But his story, though, doesn't add up, Alex. The reason why, the fire investigators say all the signs point to an intentional fire. And actually, they have video footage, which, duh, you're kind of busting now, of him using a lighter to specifically set the bulletin board on fire. But he's still sticking with his story, even though he's in jail.
Interesting.
Isn't that the go-to now? Because all the dummy stories I read about people setting stuff on fire, it's like, okay, I'm an arsonist. Oh, cockroaches, there were bugs.
100%.
I had to send them to hell. And your final story today for your dummy of the day. A bride-to-be, well, didn't make it to her wedding on time, or as a matter of fact, at all. She didn't make it. Now, did she get cold feet?
Yeah, what happened?
No, what had happened was she was taken into custody for driving under the influence when an Arizona cop responded to an intersection. There was an accident there of 3 cars, and this woman caused it all. Because why? She was drinking and driving
and got
into an accident.
Okay, but like, brides are not supposed to drive themselves to their own wedding. Like, where was her limo or her friends and her bridal party driving her so she could drink and relax, have some mimosas? Like, I understand.
I don't even care if you take city transportation. in your wedding dress. Right.
Well, I just...
Just get to your wedding with somebody else taking you there. You don't, let me drive myself.
Why was she driving?
Yes, Uber would have been great. Well, let me ask you this. Why the hell was she drunk? Did she really not want to go through with it?
Maybe not.
Is that what it is? She's like, well, I'm stuck with this guy because I'm knocked up. This is a shotgun wedding.
So many questions.
Yeah, so she didn't make it. I don't know if they actually, you know, went into the courthouse later or anything like that, or if she's going to call us to do a White Castle wedding for them.
Should have done that.
Should have done something. I'm excited that's going on this week, and that'll be really cool.
Next weekend.
I'm glad you guys know what's going on around here. Thank you. Those right there are your dummies of the day, by the way. I've drank a lot this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.